this girl, and they dumped a bucket of urine over her head. And there are other things that were done that I really don't want to explain right now. A boy and a girl sitting at a teacher's desk. Now, this is a family sitting around a table, around an oddly shaped object in the middle of the table. The teacher has her hand on the object and on his head, like she's drawing power from this object and putting it into the boy's head. Strange, but there's an explanation for it, and I quote, "The design is to symbolize the force that enables the group to so profoundly affect audiences, a power that is simply referred to as a presence." It sounds like they have an outside force helping them, the force that enables the group to so profoundly affect audiences. It also sounds like a piece of Star Wars, "May the force be with you." I think we know what force they're talking about.
I'm sorry. mémoire, conscient et prémédité. Mais pas seulement, les médecins favorisent la magie par leur thérapeutique irascible et stupide. Et qu'ils en font. Il n'y avait pas eu de médecin, il n'y aurait jamais eu de malade. Car c'est par les médecins et non par les malades que la société a commencé. Ceux qui vivent, vivent des morts. Il faut aussi que la mort vive. Il n'y a rien dans un asile d'aliéné pour couver doucement la mort et tenir entre eux les morts. Cela a commencé 4000 ans avant Jésus-Christ. Cette technique thérapeutique de la mort urgente. Et la médecine moderne complice en cela la plus sinistre et crapuleuse magie.
Y'all, y'all, and D. something really stupid from the weatherman. But no matter, that's the way a Prell concentrate bottle sounds.
year was 2002. Avico had just wrapped up the western leg of their first United States tour in the illustrious and decadent city of Las Vegas, Nevada. After a sold-out concert and a hot night on the town, the boys from Silinjärvi made their way to the airport for their midnight flight to New York City. It should have been simple, but due to heightened security measures employed by U.S. airports nationwide, Avico were subjected to lengthy inspections of their baggage and were subsequently asked to prove that their instruments were in fact what they appeared to be. This meant having to switch on each electronic synthesizer and play it for the inspectors, who were not amused with the trademark preset sounds and dissonant melodic samplings the band presented them with. The process took many minutes, due to the fact that two of the battery-operated keyboards had died, and it was becoming increasingly tense at the inspection table. Avico were quickly losing patience, as their New York-bound flight was due to lift off in the next 15 minutes. Agitated, the group began talking loudly to each other in their native Suomi language. This only served to further annoy the U.S. customs inspectors, and as a result, Avico were taken away by security for further questioning. Needless to say, they missed their flight to New York and were forced to sleep in a bright detention room on a cold concrete floor in the airport security parlor. And, as destiny would have it, Avico were not alone. It was in this room where they met a man by the name of Kabar. Told Avico that he was one of the only men to have escaped from the brutal U.S. torture prison at Guantanamo Bay. He proclaimed his innocence, saying he had been wrongfully accused. He was a family man, and at one time, in fact, a famous singer of some notoriety in his homeland, one who had enjoyed 6 cassette releases in the mid-1980s. Trying to finance his secret journey home, Kabar had taken a chance at the poker tables of Vegas and lost everything he had. And now it seemed he would be sent back to Guantanamo. The next morning, when the guards came to wake the group, they were told that they had been cleared and that there would be a night flight available for them back to New York. Until then, they were free to roam. Kabar was luckily mistaken for one of the band members, and the four of them left the airport together for one last day in the city of Sin. Avico and Kabar decided that the best way to celebrate their new freedom would be to record a song together. They pooled what little money they had and recorded the track Eye of the Leopard at the one-hour studio on North Rainbow Boulevard in downtown Las Vegas with fine results. Kabar was pleased with the recording, adding that this was one of the happiest days of his life. After a wonderful day spent swimming and playing the nickel slot machines, it was time to return to the airport again. Avico promised Kabar that he could return with them to Finland after the tour, and that there he would find refuge. Dreams of beautiful Finnish women and ice caves occupied Kabar's mind as they waited at the gate for their flight. But as they boarded, Kabar was again questioned and identified. The situation quickly escalated as he was roughed up by security and handcuffed. Catching a final glimpse of their new friend as he was violently whisked away at gunpoint and led again down that dark and familiar lonely corridor, Avico waved goodbye to Kabar, promising him a record and wishing him luck. After a successful tour of the United States, Avico returned to Finland. Kabar has not been heard from since. Perhaps he has been returned to Guantanamo Bay. Perhaps he is dead. But somehow, Avico hoped that he has the opportunity to listen to the final product of their collaboration. This hit record, The Eye of the Leopard. And no one will ever forget the time they shared under the sun together.
Keep that in mind as I share this taped excerpt with you. We know that's not possible. Words have two meanings. They certainly do have two meanings.
Norman, just in time for a fresh batch of meatballs.
Forget the meatballs. I'm worried.
Forget my meatballs. Forget these morsels of heavenly splendor that I spent an hour and a half preparing.
Arnie, I don't care if you spent a year and a half. Now, I want to know what you told that guy out there about the security system at the station.
He asked me if he'd go to the station and see how the show was done. I said, sure. When he said tonight, I laughed.
Yeah, well, I'm not laughing.
I noticed.
How did he find out about the keys to the elevator?
I told him he couldn't get there at night. There's only three sets of keys. Why? What's going on?
Look, Arnie, I think we better call the police.
What?
I think we got a couple of nuts out there.
Nuts? What kind of friends did you invite to my party?
Well, I only know them an hour.
An hour? You invited perfect strangers to my party. And now they're probably getting out of line, is that it?
No. It's just that all this talk about the radio station's got me nervous.
I'll tell you what, Norman. Take these out, pass them around. I'll be out there in a minute and I'll see if they leave nice and quietly.
No. That could be dangerous.
Remember, I worked my way through school as a bouncer. Believe me, Norman, there's nobody I can't handle. Hi. We were just talking about you. Hi, pal. Having a nice time, are you?
You were speaking of danger.
Danger? No, I, did you say anything about danger?
I said that it was dangerous. I mean, the meatballs. I mean, you take one, you have to take another. They just grow on you.
Yeah, wait till you sink your chops in one of these.
Hey, who are you guys? I mean, I don't know what you want, but I can't help you.
We wish to see your broadcast center.
Are you kidding? You mean you want to walk 50 blocks?
This is a bad night for muggers.
I mean, I've been through a real experience, man. I'm dead, you know what I mean?
Okay, now. Where can I, where can I take you guys?
International Trade Center.
Yeah, okay.
I said it was going to be hard to swallow.
Show us to the transmitter.
We are almost there, Centauri. And soon we shall summon our brothers to the last outpost of human civilization.
Keep going.
Just think about
course. There's a transmission tower. Come on. What is it you guys want? I mean, if you want to make a political announcement or something, I mean, you know, something to be worked out.
All floors above this floor are closed to the public. Access is by special key only. You will find further information on the control panel.
The key. The key? The key. We'll be on the top floor in just a minute.
Radio station's on the 70th floor. The ascension tube's over here.
It's this way.
What is it? Why have we stopped?
I don't know.
All floors above this floor are closed to the public.